morning. Good morning. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast coming to you from the Metropolitan Tabernacle, 501 Opelousas Avenue in old New Orleans, Louisiana. This is the old Trailblazer. Pastor Albert Findarva speaking, bringing you another message from God's Word. Yes, we come out here early every morning, Monday through Friday, riding out on old Dan, blazing the path. It's good to be out on an early, frosty morning like it is now in summertime about over, and the cool air, cool weather in the air makes the old Trailblazer feel good. Get out and ride old Dan out across the hills and the hollers, bringing God's message wherever we can find two or three stand around where they'll stand still long enough to preach the gospel. That's what the old Trailblazer did. That's where we got this broadcast from. The old Trailblazer used to ride out every morning and on his way maybe to the chapel on Sunday, he'd stop by the bend of the creek there where the two or three fellows gathered together and preached. And then he'd gather down there where the log cutters were cutting logs, and they'd call them all in, and he'd bring a message. And wherever God's people are, wherever there's a group that'll listen, we bring God's message. Will you listen this morning? Will you listen? Will you tell me that you're listening? Would you write me and tell me that you're listening? And then tell your friends about the broadcast? And then help me with the financial help, if you would. Send me a generous offering. We're bringing you a study now. Let me first give you my mailing address. It's the old Trailblazer. Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. We're bringing you a series of studies now on blood redemption. We're looking at blood redemption there in the garden. Yes, we've been thinking about there in the garden, how the Lord revealed himself unto Adam and Eve after they had sinned. But listen, let's look at some new points there this morning. The greatest moment in a sinner's life is when that revelation of himself comes to himself and he realizes who he is by nature, what he is by nature, and the judgment he's under. No man knows all of that apart from the Holy Spirit. When a poor old sinner lost stands before God with his heart revealed and sees himself lost and ruined and wretched and poor and blind and naked with everything under the judgment of God, he finds himself hopeless and helpless, doomed and damned, and there, right there, is where grace steps in. Now, I tell my folks here at Radio Mission, time after time, week after week, year after year, that no sinner ever gets saved until he comes to see himself in need. No man will go to the doctor until he knows he's in need, until he has a need. No, the Bible said the whole need not a physician, and no sinner will ever come to Christ as long as he can make it on his own. We've often made the statement here, and I believe it's true, that no sinner would ever get saved if he could help it. Now, my friend, I'm not saying that some folks won't join the church. Oh, that's not salvation. Oh, they make a decision, but that's not salvation. They shake the preacher's hand, but that's not salvation. But no sinner ever comes to know the reality of Christ until he's brought down by Holy Spirit conviction to see himself doomed and damned, and that's where grace stepped in. This is the place where the Holy Spirit reveals to that poor sinner what God is, and that he's a God of grace, a God of mercy, and a God of love. That's the place old Adam came to. But I want to tell you, my friend, it'll be an awful day when you have to find it out at the great white throne judgment. Now, I don't want to speak on that this morning, the judgment of God, but the Bible says the Lord is angry. God is angry with the wicked every day. Don't kid yourself, my friend. You're going to meet God one day, in grace or in judgment. And you're going to find out who you are, either in grace or in judgment. You can throw your head back, throw your head up in the air, and say, well, I won't have that old Trailblazer, that old crackpot. And he's an old fool. I had a man write me last week and said, you old fool, you old fool. Well, that's right. Let me be a fool for Christ's sake. Doesn't offend me. Doesn't bother me one bit. The Lord said if they persecute you, they persecuted me long before they did you. And I count it a privilege. I count it a privilege to suffer for Christ's sake. Listen now. God deals with every sinner on the basis of what the sinner is. He deals with on the basis of what he is. The Lord Jehovah, as the bruised seed of the woman, the sinner's substitute on the cross, descends in grace to the lowest depths and finds a sinner as he is, meets the sinner's condition as a sheer object of mercy. Now, I see, folks, I use lots of examples in my preaching, but we feed the hungry here twice a week at the storehouse. We help them over there 5 days a week with a pair of shoes or a clean coat or a warm coat in the wintertime. And I see the dregs of society. I don't look down on them. No, sir. As I saw myself a sinner, I look up to them. Oh, I'd have to look up to a snake, my friend. That's how low the Lord brought me. But that's what your heart's capable of. But I use those fellows as an example. I tell my folks, look, here you are, proud. Proud of what? Proud of this, proud of that. And there they are. You're just as sinful as they are. And the Lord is just as apt to save one of them as he is you. Do you look down on folks? Do you look down on your crooked nose on folks and say, well, they ought to have done this. They ought to get a job. They ought to... No, listen, my friend. Listen. You don't know. You haven't walked in their shoes. But listen. Oh, the Lord provides that all-sufficient remedy in the substitutionary death of Christ and saves that sinner eternally. The individual who does not by faith see God on the cross will have to meet him eye to eye in the sweet by and by at the judgment seat. And there God will deal with you as you are. You may be a multi-millionaire over there in your one of your penthouses across the river. We can see them here across the river. Oh, high up there on those tall buildings, they got their finery up there. But you may be up there without hope this morning. Are you there without hope, my banker friend, financial wizard? Are you there without hope? You high educated, high rollers, you folks over there who teach the theological classes, and yet you're not saved. You'll have to meet the Lord one day. You'll have to meet him. You won't have your robe of righteousness on with your streamers on it, green and purple and red streamers like I see these guys on the television sometime once in a while when I happen to see it. These preachers in their high muckety muck with their collar turned around backwards and all their streamers, and they on a podium it turned around and around so the folks can see them. Oh, listen, folks, did you know what that is? That's all of the world. That's all of the world. Here I am, a poor old ignorant country boy. The Lord had mercy on me, showed me myself, showed me that I was just a sinner and that Christ died for me and that I have nothing except what the Lord has given me, and that's grace. The very moment that man is brought to know his real condition, he can find no rest until he finds it in Jehovah. Oh, I brought a message lately on the Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30 there. Would you look at that 30th verse? It says, my yoke is easy. Have you ever come to see that the yoke of the Lord is easy? It's not a grievous thing. It's not like walking around with a burden. No, it's a joyous thing. Joy comes into that heart when the Lord reveals Christ to you. That sinner will not rest. The awakened sinner, truly awakened. I tell my folks here, some who tell me they're not saved, they say, oh, I'm awakened to my lost condition. No, you're not. You just lying. You just play in church. When you see yourself lost, you won't be able to rest. You won't be able to sleep. Man told me last week, said, Pastor, I hadn't been able to sleep for 3 weeks because the Lord's dealing with my heart. I said, I hope you can't sleep. I hope you out there in my radio audience this morning, I hope you can't sleep. You go to bed at night, wide awake, wide-eyed, and the Lord pondering your heart there, probing your heart. Are you saved? Let me just stop here and ask you this morning. You folks who hear the Trailblazer broadcast, many of you hear me. I know you do. Many of our folks in the mission places there in Hattiesburg, Baton Rouge, Picayune, Mobile, you hear these messages. And are you saved this morning, or do you just go to church? Oh, well, I belong to radio missions. No, I didn't ask you that. Well, I'm a member of this and such a church. I didn't ask you that. I said, are you ready to go out and meet the Lord? Are you ready? Are you prepared? Do you have a substitute this morning? You and I are just sinful creatures, sinful wretches. But I have a substitute. I have one who took my sins, took them all, and left them in the grave. Do you have a substitute this morning? Listen, this is a reason, sinner, you can't rest. You don't have the Lord. When you come to rest everything in the Lord's hand, then you'll be able to rest. Let's look at Adam and Eve standing there before Jehovah God, viewing themselves as they are now, lost, ruined, naked, lost, by the fall, their wills broken. They fall at the feet of Jehovah God and kiss the ground. That's right. They kiss the dust of repentance and taking all the blame. Why? They see that Satan is the source of their ruin. Yet, on the other hand, they see the seed of the woman is to be the source of their redemption. Now, that's a great truth this morning. The Satan is the seed of your ruin, and Christ is the seed of your redemption. Adam hears it. He believes it. And in the power that the Lord gave him, he turns to his wife, calls her Eve, the mother of all living, the mother of the Messiah. Wasn't it God's wondrous mercy to allow him to hear the first gospel message that fell from the lips of Jehovah God? It's grace upon grace for any child of God, when his eyes have been opened to the reality of what he is, what he's done, to hear the story of redemption that Christ died. And that's what I tell my folks here. I bring the message that Christ died for sinners. I bring the message that man is a sinner by nature, by choice, by God's decree. So Adam and Eve beheld the day of Christ and were glad. Then what happened? Jehovah went out to the flock out there in the flock of sheep. And he took the lambs and slew them, spilled the blood. And he showed Adam and Eve that this was a type of the coming Messiah. Revealed to them how the Son of God one day showed them how he himself, Jehovah Jesus, would one day hang on the cross. That was the first gospel message that ever was preached, my friend. He took the skins of those animals, made them clothed, and clothed them. This typified his righteousness. So they stood there in his presence, clothed with his righteousness, redeemed by his grace, as what? As what? As objects of mercy. Are you an object of mercy this morning? Are you just an object of mercy? What grace? What redemption? Wherever they went, they marveled at such grace. Because they never got away from two facts. First, they were by what they were by nature and what they had become by their fall. Second, what God had in his redemptive grace and what he had become in his full grace. Oh, listen. Listen, folks. I tell my folks here, when the Lord saves a sinner, you'll never be the same. Adam and Eve were not the same, folks. No, they had run and hid in the bushes. But now they can walk and talk with the Lord. Now they're clothed with the righteousness of God. And that's what I am this morning. I'm clothed, not with my own righteousness. No, all I had was filthy rags or minstrel's rags. But now I'm clothed with the garment of righteousness of the Son of God. Do you understand that, folks? Do you believe that? Do you see that? Sinner, don't you see that? That you can pull up the bed cover at night. It's too short. It's too narrow. It's too short. You can pull up this. You can pull up your self-righteousness. You can say, well, I've given this and I've given that and I'm a good mother and I'm a good father and I do this and I do that. But that's not righteousness. Only righteousness that will cover sin is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that comes by trusting the Lord. The Lord has made that substitutionary death possible. He has become your substitute if you would trust him. You say, well, how? How can a sinner be saved? Come to Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Aren't you tired of laboring? Not physical labor. He didn't mean that. No, he meant spiritual labor. Aren't you tired of sin? Sinner, are you tired of... Is there one poor soul out there in my audience who's tired of sin? If so, would you sit down and write me and say, Pastor, I'm tired of sin. I want the Lord to save me. Would you do that and let me know? It'll bless my heart. It'll encourage me to keep on bringing these messages day after day. I wish you would sit down and write me. If you're able to help me with the broadcast, many of you are not doing that thing. You're robbing God. But would you sit down, write me a letter, send me a generous offering for the Old Trailblazer broadcast? Remember, my mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. This is Pastor Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, saying it's been good to have been with you this morning. Sit down and write me. And would you do that? Pray for me. Goodbye, and God bless you.